Hello, can you hear me? Yeah? Excellent. All right, sorry we're starting a little bit late, guys. We're probably about 10 minutes behind schedule. We've had a few slowdowns in registrations, but I think we managed to get most people through reasonably quickly. Yeah? Okay. I've written some notes, but I'm probably going to rush them, so we'll try and take it slow. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to LinuxCon 2003. My name is James Bromberger, and let's get this underway. I'd like to start by thanking a couple of people because obviously there's a lot that goes into getting an event like this happening, especially given that it happens in a different place every year. I'd like to thank, we've got our major, our Penguin sponsor, IBM. We've got Stu and his gang here. So IBM have been fantastic. They came up to us the day of the last conference and said, "Look, we're behind you guys. Let's do it again." And I think their support's been fantastic from the very outset. So thanks to IBM. We've got two other major sponsors on board. We've got a local company, Functional Software, who've come along, jumped at us, and wanted to be a part of it from very early on. And I think they've got quite a bit out of being involved. They're definitely meeting a lot of people, getting their name known, and I want to thank them for their support. And also Dominic Civello and the team from Computer Associates, who've come down. Thank you guys for your support. CA are also our bag sponsor. So those of you that are lucky enough to have got a bag, you've got your bag courtesy of CA. So can we thank them too, please? We also have some very special help from Sun Microsystems Australia, who got behind us with our regional delegate program, which enabled us to let one person from every state of the country come to this conference who otherwise wouldn't be able to be here. So hopefully this is going to feed back into the community, let more people come and be good, possibly for future years. So thank you very much to Sun Microsystems for helping us there. Now, we are setting up a small vendor lounge over in the physics area, and I'll give you a bit more orientation as to the buildings in a second. But the vendors are going to be over there. They're going to have a couple of seats. They're going to have a couple of things to show you. Stop by. They'd love to have a talk to all of you that are here. Ask them questions. It's all very casual and relaxed, as you can see most of us are. So please, stop by and see them. We've also got a list of supporters who are in the program, who have helped us along the way with various services and things they've given us to help us get this done. We've had adverts here and there, banners made up, and all that kind of stuff. So thank you to them as well. And also, we wouldn't be here unless it was for the University of Western Australia, who turned around and said, "Yeah, sure, you can run this event. No worries." And then we told them how big it was going to get. And they started to shuffle us around buildings. And we've managed to end up in what is probably one of the biggest theaters on the campus. So thank you to the university. And also, thank you. We've also got a number of helpers around who are running around like mad, who probably don't know enough of the picture but probably know enough to get through. So if you have any questions, you can grab them. Basically, anyone who's in a gray T-shirt like this hopefully knows something. Try and accost them if you need anything at all. They can't help you with new cars or anything, but they can show you where places are. So thank you to our helpers. Oh! Hello, Chuck. Hello. Now, did anybody hear that we were having a special guest? Our special guest, Tuck, has flown in. Thank you, Tuck. We'll be seeing more of Tuck through the conference. Fantastic. It's lovely to have him come along, and we're looking forward to having Tuck show up at other times. Now, someone actually, I heard backstage, "Hey, that's the real Tuck." So I hear. DNA test will prove something. Right, now, most of our talks, you should all have a program. If you don't have a program, there are spares around. Again, accost someone in a gray shirt, and they will find you a program. It is also on the web. There are several versions. There is an insert, which has an updated one, but there's an update since that. These things move all the time. So the web should be mostly correct. If it's not, it will be. The only change since the insert is now I think we've convinced Rusty to give a keynote on Saturday morning. If he didn't know about it, he does now. We were going to show a movie. We might show the movie later on if we get time. Obviously, we've got a pretty full schedule. We've tried to fill it up as much as possible to give you guys as much interesting content as we can. Now, the venues. This is the Octagon Theatre, and we'll be in here every morning for a keynote presentation of some sort. So you can fill all the way around. There will be stuff projected up on the screen, so sometimes you can see. You might not want to clear in from the side if you can't see the screen. The keynotes, I forget how long they are, it's all in the program, but the tutorial, the presentations, the paper presentations, are generally 45 minutes long, and there should be about 15 minutes for you to be able to move between all the venues when you want to choose what you want to see next. What else do I have to tell you about? Food areas, because you'll probably want to eat. There is morning and afternoon tea, and you'll see that's in your schedule. That's over in the physics area, which is up the slope from the grass area where people were waiting around this morning. So go over there during the food times, and there'll be some morning and afternoon tea in those areas. For lunches, there are several places on campus and several places off of campus. On campus, we've got the Reed Coffee Shop, which is in the Reed Library. There's a trick to getting in there. You actually have to go into the library on the first floor and then down the stairs. You cannot swim across. People have been lost. So, and yes, there's all kinds of diseases, but anyway, I'm sure it's fine. There's also the Hackett Coffee Shop, which is off to our right here, back towards Stirling Highway, the main road. And on top of that, at some hours, the Guild Village off to the left is also open, and they've got a coffee shop down there and an eating area and all that kind of stuff. Off of campus, you probably want to go that way across to Broadway, where there's a selection of shops. There's Mother's Foods over there, which is well known to people who've been here quite late at night on this campus. And up and down there's a selection of restaurants. Yes, who here's got a mobile phone? All right, where's Gary? Stand up, Gary. We have a jamming device. Gary. I'm serious. Silent or off? It's really distracting when phones go off during presentations. Excuse me. No, it's off. So if you guys can turn your phones off, I won't hesitate. Gary will be at you. Likewise with flash photography. If we can avoid flashes, by all means, ask the speaker if you can take photos, but try and avoid the flashes, since the flashes are off-putting while they're trying to concentrate and give you the best presentation they possibly can. Right, what else have I got? I said organisers and helpers in grey shirts, so I can skip that one. The network room. Nobody here wants bandwidth during the day, do they? Nah. Look, the network room is over, again, in the physics area, where basically we've got the vendor lounge. It's off in the side. It is air-conditioned, so you may want to be in there today. There is about 6 gigs per day of traffic allocated, and what isn't used, we're trying to roll over to the next day. So that should be ample for everyone to do anything. Now, if you are going to start to suck large things off the internet, there is a Debian mirror and there's a kernel mirror on campus, ftp.uwa.edu.au. Have a delve around. Not only is it going to not cost us anything on the traffic counters, but it's going to be damn fast. There's a whole set of other resources available around the campus and around the city, which is actually free on our network. So talk to people in the grey shirts and they should be able to give you a, hey, yeah, suck as much as you want, take that movie, or, that's going to cost us a lot. How are you going to feel if everybody runs out of bandwidth? Those of you that are staying in the colleges down Curry Hall and Trinity for the overflow, there is bandwidth available there. During the day, we've actually only got the on-campus and Perth stuff available, but from about 5 p.m. until 8 in the morning, we're going to open that up so you've got full worldwide access from your room, which means that you don't have to come down to the physics and sit outside with the wireless, as I've known several people have done. In fact, I believe we've even had somebody reinstall their system outside one night this year, like a certain international did last year. B-Dale, I think, lost his laptop last year and had to reinstall quite late. Anyway, what else have we got? There's wireless access, the ESSID, and all the information you need is on the board in the network room. Some people are having some troubles, but there are multiple access points in there that you can deal with. Today is going to be warm. It's going to be 39 today, and the sun, I actually got a little burnt on the weekend, is going to be quite strong. There is sunburn cream in the network room. Please apply liberally. I don't want anyone here to get burnt and go home, or not be able to sleep at night because they're really hot. So try and stay in the shade, put on sunburn cream. What else do I have? And have lots to drink. I think that's it on the sunburn cream. Now, I had an idea there was someone else around. Yeah, Rusty Russo, everybody. Hang on, what did you do? I thought it was real. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Linus. I told you it was real.
I remember Linus saying that the most important part of his job was the ability to say no.
Yeah.
I never really understood that until now.
I think it was the alcohol. What do you reckon? Anyway, Linus is here to attend, and I'd like you to talk to him and to everyone exactly the same. The most important thing I've ever got out of LCA is the fact that you can go up to people and talk to them, no matter who they are, and you can ask any questions. So please, enjoy this conference. Talk to as many people as you can. That's the value you'll get out of it. Linus, I hope you enjoy the conference too. You too, Rusty. And, oh, by the way, little known fact, Rusty pretty much is the father of
this conference.
Thank
you, James.
No, this is an important thing. Rusty deserves a special thanks because Rusty is the mover and shaker behind LCA happening. He does a hell of a lot, so I reckon he deserves a round of applause. Please, Rusty Russell.
Well, on that note, I guess we should get on with it and enjoy the conference. Thanks, James.
Go to your tutorial. Enjoy the day. You probably want to get out of that, don't you? You probably want to get out of that sometime.
Recognizable enough, even without the team.
All right, thank you, everybody. You probably want to get to your tutorials. I forgot to tell you where the venues are, which is kind of silly. So, are we back on? The venues for the presentations. Now, we've got three tutorials on this morning. We have a program somewhere. Oh, here we go. Here we go. So, this is on. We've got Rasmus this morning. Rasmus wrote to us and he said, work me really hard, I'll do whatever you want. So he's up for 6 hours today. Caffeine drips are standing by. He's doing a PHP introduction, followed by advanced. And if you make it through the entire thing, I think you get a medal. That's over in the Alexander Lecture Theatre, which is in the Arts Faculty. We were in there for the mini-conferences, those that attended the mini-conferences. It's a short walk that way. In the Murdoch Lecture Theatre, which is right next door, Malcolm Trednick is doing AutoConf, Auto Making Friends. And over in physics, in the ground floor of physics, we've got Conrad Parker doing Sweep, Fun with Scrubby. So if you can make it over there, you've got plenty of time. I think we're starting at 10, so you've got about 40 minutes. You might want to grab a drink. Enjoy your day, enjoy the conference, and please see us if you need anything. Thank you.
Well, one more note about the flash photography. At that range, your flash is not doing anything except blinding the speaker. An ordinary flash on an ordinary camera goes no further than 20 feet, so turn them off.
Okay, thank you everyone. Off we go.